Abigail and the Fish Tree by Sonali Ranawira. Illustrated by Jawika Ranawira. Narrated by Kat Lokabah. On a beautiful Sunday afternoon, Abigail was reading in her room when she saw her father coming home from the market with a large fish. Very excited, she ran to the kitchen.
Daddy, shall we cook this fish now?
Yes, Abigail, we will have it for dinner. While Abigail's father was preparing the fish, he put aside some shiny orange-colored balls. They looked like teeny-weeny balloons.
What are these, Daddy?
Abigail started to play with them. Those are fish eggs, honey.
Daddy, can we get fish babies from these eggs?
Unfortunately, no, Abby, said her father as he continued preparing the fish. While her father was busy with the fish, Abigail carefully took some fish eggs and went to the backyard. She then planted the fish eggs in their flower bed. Curious, Abigail wanted to see if a fish tree would grow. Every morning, she went to the backyard to see if a fish tree had grown. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday went by. But nothing had grown from the fish eggs. A disappointed Abigail wondered why. The next day after school, she went back to visit her fish eggs. To her surprise, a tiny plant similar to a pink rosebud was growing. Abigail was very happy. She couldn't wait to see it grow bigger. But after days of waiting, nothing else happened. Abigail almost gave up hope. Soon, however, she was thrilled to see a tree with 7 different colored fish. It made the backyard look beautiful. The only problem was that the tree had a very bad smell. Abigail became nervous about what her parents would say. She tried to think of something that could cover the tree and remembered the huge blanket her mother kept in the drawer in the garage. She quickly went to her mother's drawer, got the blanket out, and ran back to the fish tree. She put the blanket over the fish tree. While it covered the tree, it still could not take away the smell. She then grabbed her mother's perfume and sprayed the tree. The perfume smell only lasted for a couple of minutes. Then it went away and the fishy smell came back. Abigail was about to spray more perfume on the tree when she discovered that she had used up all of it. She was going to get another bottle of perfume, but it was too late. Her mother had just come home from work. Abigail's mother went to the backyard looking for her daughter and noticed the strange object covered by the blanket. She asked Abigail, "What are you hiding under this blanket?" But Abigail was too nervous to answer. Her mother took the blanket off and, to her surprise, saw the fish tree. She stared at it for a moment and said, "What a beautiful fish tree! It makes the backyard look nice." Abigail was shocked.
"You're not mad?"
"Well, I'm not too happy about the smell, but I've never seen a tree like this before."
"Yes, Mom, I haven't seen any fish like these either. The violet one has lines, the blue one has circles, the green one has triangles, the yellow one has squares, the orange one has hearts, the red one has stars, and look, the white one has all the shapes."
Her father saw the fish tree that evening. "Well, I'm not too happy about the smell, but I've never seen a tree like this before," he said. Now Abigail was no longer worried about hiding the tree from her parents. Several days passed, and the fishy smell from the tree started to spread. Abigail's neighbors wondered where the smell was coming from.
"Where is that fishy smell coming from?"
they would ask, and Abigail would show them her fish tree. Once they saw the beautiful tree, they would no longer complain about the fishy smell. Abigail felt even happier now. Soon the word spread, and many people came to see the unique tree. Her friends, too, started to plant fish eggs, hoping to grow their own fish trees. Some considered it as a unique science experiment. The fish market owners were happy as many more people were buying fish. That was good for their business. Abigail was even on TV, showing and talking about her beautiful fish tree. No one could explain how she could have grown a fish tree out of fish eggs. Some scientists even tested the soil in her backyard to check for special minerals. "It is a miracle," they said. Some neighbors even started to blog and tweet about Abigail and her fish tree. People were soon following a Facebook page and an Instagram account created just for this beautiful fish tree. Time passed, and one morning Abigail woke up to an unusual noise. She quickly went outside to look at her fish tree. To her surprise, the fish were gone. Abigail noticed a bird eating a fish on the flower bed, and she realized the birds had taken all her fish. A sad Abigail woke up her mother and took her to the backyard. Abigail's mother was also sad for a moment, but brightened when she realized that the fishy smell was finally gone. "Don't worry about it, Abigail. You can try to grow another fish tree some other day."
"Yes, Mom. I'll ask Daddy to bring another fish this weekend," said Abigail, with the hope of growing another fish tree soon.
Although she missed seeing her beautiful fish tree, she too was happy that their backyard no longer smelled fishy. While she was waiting for her next fish tree to grow, she liked looking at the pictures and videos taken from her first fish tree. She also thought about ways she might protect the next fish tree from the birds.
"My fish tree was beautiful, and it was indeed a miracle."
The end. The story about this book and the author. When Sonali Ranawira was a sixth grader at Rolling Hills Middle School, she had an assignment to write a fictional story for her English class Writer's Workshop. Everyone who read her story about Abigail and the fish tree liked it. Her grandfather, who is a children's book author in Sri Lanka, suggested she should publish the book. Sonali's mom did the illustrations using free clip art and drawing features available in Microsoft PowerPoint. Sonali is the founder of Recycling for Smiles, a charity that makes a difference for children in need around the world by redeeming donated recyclables from friends, neighbors, schools, and businesses in California. She strongly believes that to make a difference in our world, we don't have to have a lot of money, power, resources, or opportunities. Sonali is the winner of the Charlotte Bacon Act of Kindness Award from Newton, Connecticut in 2013, a National Award from Kohl's Care Scholarship Program in 2013, a distinguished finalist from the Prudential Spirit of Community Awards in 2015, the Gloria Barron Prize for Young Heroes in 2015, the Action for Nature Eco Hero Award in 2016, and is a Jefferson Award winner in the Bay Area. Her efforts have been featured on NBC Area Proud Series, Krone 4 News, CBS, A Mighty Girl, Amy Poehler's Smart Girls, Compassionate Kids, HuffPost Good News, Girl Talk HQ, San Jose Mercury News, The Nation in Sri Lanka, The Daily Mirror in Sri Lanka, India West, Indian Eagle, and Hoopla Ha. Sonali would like to thank her sixth grade teacher, Ellen Paris Fitch, for cultivating her imagination. Special thanks go to Shiroma Herikar, Linda Wiesner, Andera Mara, and Georgia Stoluto for editorial help. All proceeds from the sale of this book go to Make a Difference. Sonali can be reached through the Recycling for Smiles Facebook page, www.facebook.com/recyclingforsmiles. That's the number 4, smiles. This has been Abigail and the Fish Tree, written by Sonali Ranawira, narrated by Kat Lukabaugh.